7 o'clock, call to order the special meeting of the Board of Directors of Atwell Water District. It's January 8th, 7 p.m. Roll call.
Dr. Shelley?
Here.
Peter Savati?
Here.
Les Jin? David Hunt? Steve Kunkel?
Excuse the absence.
Yeah.
I think it's an unexcused absence myself, but Mr. Savati can call it whatever he likes.
But I'd sure like to be with you.
Well, my wife is the attendance secretary, and she doesn't give away excused absences very easily.
Well, I mean, going to the son's wedding, you know, it's like...
Son's wedding? That's...
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yes.
You need to go to Vietnam.
Vietnam, all the way.
Oh, okay.
That's a long drive.
It's a long drive. Especially in one of those little taxis.
Yeah.
All right, any public comments?
No.
No? Okay, all right, just checking.
See, he answered, we're treating him right. I keep an eye on him.
All right, we have one item tonight. Item number one, hiring a consultant. The Board of Directors will discuss and consider contracting a consultant to help with state reports, assist with records recovery, county permitting for the future projects, for future projects.
Yes.
Any input?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President and Board. I believe that I could use a little bit of help in the office here with these mentioned items. There seems to be a few of them stacking up. And so I think it'd be a good idea if I could be authorized to hire a consultant. I have one in mind. I've spoke with him. He seems to be receptive. I'm sure we still have a little bit of negotiations for cost, and but this will be for a non-permanent position. It will probably go for maybe 5 months, for one to maybe 3-4 days a week, probably more like 1 to 2 days a week.
All right, Mr. Jin, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Savati?
No questions.
Well, I'll ask some questions then.
Okay, thank you.
When you say probably 2 days a week, are you thinking that they'll be here for a couple hours or all day? Or
I'm thinking a full 8-hour day, yes.
Okay.
I probably would like to come up with a negotiated contract that is a day rate.
Day rate?
Yes.
Okay. And so if they were here twice a week for a month, how much do you think the anticipated cost would be?
$1,000. I'm thinking, is that right? Let me do some math here.
Gonna have to do more math than that.
$2,000. I'm thinking about probably in the neighborhood of $250 a day.
Mr. Hosny, you're a numbers guy.
He would charge an hourly rate.
Oh,
hourly.
Yeah, hourly.
I have not had any discussion in that category.
What's the usual hourly rate?
The building is engineering around between 180 to 250.
Okay, let's say it's 200.
Yes.
200 times 8 is 1600.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So twice a week is 32.
$8,000.
So we're looking at about $8,000.
Yep. That's why, like, I feel like if you use like half day, like everybody knows, this would be, with all due respect, like full day. Like if you need to achieve a lot of stuff, it would be very different.
Right.
I
don't know what travel considerations would be or any of that. I don't know how far the travel would be for him, but
because this will be including
portal.
Because remember Webb Albershine, the guy did our pipeline, he charged us between $220 to $250 per hour.
Well, this is different.
Yeah. But his engineering price.
Right. Okay, so let's authorize consulting not to exceed $8,000 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, consulting not to exceed $8,000 a month.
I know I didn't say anything, but now, may I?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So, what you foresee is basically assigning certain tasks and completing them.
Yes.
It's not that he's going to be here just doing things. You're going to have particular projects?
I have projects lined up right now. I've got some stuff in the think tank works that I would like to maybe present to the board in the future,
right.
That I'm probably not qualified myself to work out, but I think somebody with engineering background would be very helpful.
Good. Sorry.
Okay.
No more.
Mr. Jim, anything else?
So this is out in the field, engineering? Or what was it?
It varies. Perhaps some in the field, yes.
Some in the office? Or what?
Some, mostly in the office, I would think, yes. When I talked to him on the phone, I told him that I was having difficulty finding some of the records, and he goes, oh, it's on the computer. And okay. So I said, I kind of looked for it. He goes, I'll show you. So okay. He's pretty confident he can show me where some of the older records are that I'd like to review.
And this person is well qualified, and he's done this before. Years of experience.
Yes. Yes. And yes, I think he's got the knowledge that I'm looking for.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
All right. Any public comments?
No.
Oh, okay. Great.
It's over 7
your mother there. Does.
No. Okay.
Your fiscal year ends June 30th, yes. So new fiscal year starts July 1st. Is $8,000 a month for potentially January or the rest of January through July or June in the budget? Do you have $8,000 times that?
Yeah, we didn't use consulting this year at all.
Okay. Well, except, yes, for the HR consulting.
Oh, this, yes.
Okay, but that's, so how much is in the budget for consulting?
We might have to move some of the budget too because we didn't have both positions filled and we won't have both positions filled.
Okay. So you have the GM and the field supervisor available.
I think we do have a general manager.
Okay, so you can move, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. Have another worker and field manager.
And I think that's probably the outside limits. The intent, to give them the authority we need so we can negotiate, but I'd be surprised if it would that much.
And I will watch that very closely.
Sure, I'm sure.
So instead of a general manager, are you guys going to be kind of taking this, we'll use the GM, but as a field supervisor plus GM, fulfilling, having consultant come in and fill in those roles that you need, will that take the place of needing to hire someone, because he's essentially doing two jobs right now, right? So this will take up the slack of that, which will actually
some technical aspects of the job.
Cheaper.
Right.
It'll alleviate some of the office tasks that I'm doing currently to let me go into the field a little bit more.
All right. I make a motion to approve up to $8,000 a month for consulting.
Second.
Any other discussion? No? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes 3-0.
When we can start, right away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Effective immediately.
Back to consulting.
Thank you. Should we run any contract language by Christine, or do you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
She's probably got some.
Yeah, I think
already.
So.
Yeah. There you go. All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Okay, moving to second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, pass. 3-0 adjourn.